Before the show started, Valero and I were going over the songs that would be at the top of the hour for the code words, and he played this, and then he did an imitation for me of you responding to this song.
So I'm not giving it to him today.
Go ahead, give your give your stock response to this song.
I love this song.
No, you don't.
You ain't got no money left.
The rent is due,
and you know you can't pay it. But your ass going to the club. I just
running you hot.
Just the thought of that just eats me up inside, because I know there's people out there that feel that
you
way.
You can't just enjoy the song because the notion that he's going to the club when he's got rent to pay.
Yeah, yeah. And these asses out here nowadays would listen to this and I'm like, well, you know, a pit bull says it has to be correct. And then they are going to lose their everything in life trying to party. And they got nan dime, can't pay their bills.
YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO. YOLO gonna put your ass under a bridge one day. I'm not stopping either. I stayed at a guy today.
Time for your chance. You don't stop for the guy under the bridge?
Hell no, especially when they're fat. How did you get heavy under the bridge? How do you gain weight under the bridge?
You should give somebody under the bridge your fish. They'd give it back to you.
They probably would. But.
Time for your chance to win $1,000, 560 WQAMs. Take Dono's dollars. Text the word rent. Code word this hour is rent. Text it to 72881, and you are registered. Again, text RENT right now to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be around 5 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. And it's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Yeah, your impersonation of him was right on this afternoon when
I
you,
know
gave,
Crowder, man.
You gave me going over those songs. He's like, oh, this is what Crowder's going to say when I fire off this song.
I can't stand
he was
that song.
Dead on, man.
Can't stand
it. The NBA Finals, will it have any juice for you either way? Golden State versus Milwaukee or Golden State versus Toronto?
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to see, I want to see the Bucks more. Giannis, seeing who can guard him. I think Milwaukee, Golden State will be something.
You know, Toronto has better, let's say better players. Pascal Siakam.
He's falling off. He was good during the regular season. It seems like the playoffs might be too big for Pascal Siakam. And then Kyle Lowry.
I don't know what happened to Kyle Lowry. Was I just fooled by him all those years because DeMar DeRozan was that much better?
No. Kyle will give you two good games a series, but then he's going to be terrible the other five. Like, he'll give you a game every now and again that says, oh, Kyle Lowry, and then he'll be garbage.
Are there some guys, some guards that we've been fooled by? Like, Isaiah Thomas, obviously. I mean, I thought he was unbelievably good.
He's in the MVP race.
He's a journeyman now. He's just a journey. Where was he? Denver? Yep. Was he Denver at the end?
Yeah.
Riding the pine with his feet hanging.
Kyrie Irving? I'm not so certain what Kyrie is without help.
He's a number two.
And Kyle Lowry, I'm not so certain what Kyle Lowry is.
Street baller.
A bum.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
Because we've gambled on him before, and he always lets us down. So we he's a bum to me.
We do follow him a lot because we do a lot of overs and unders on Kyle Lowry specifically. So I watch him.
Yeah.
Like, we watch him in the game, and he's – Ben Simmons-ish, right? I mean, he doesn't look to shoot.
Yeah, he's a point guard. He doesn't do anything special.
But at least Ben Simmons will get aggressive a little bit in the paint. Kyle Lowry doesn't even get aggressive. No. Man, no. Kyle Lowry, he's
But
not
who's
a,
got the better team, Toronto or Milwaukee? I understand Milwaukee's got the better player.
Milwaukee has a better team.
Better team?
Yeah. Chris Middleton was an all-star this year.
The guy with all them different sized teeth in his mouth? he can play.
I think so.
Now, he stole teeth from seven people, but he can play ball.
And they have Eric Bledsoe.
He's been all right.
George Hill's a solid backup point guard.
Oh, my God. I don't know. George Hill made me think of Rodney Hood. Why?
Because they're always in the playoffs.
Like, I don't know why that happened, but there was a bet last night in my gambling consortium that I laid off of, by the way. I'm 2-0 in my last two bets. Yep. I got a little bit of a win streak going here. We had Toronto the night before last, right? And then last night, we had largest in-game lead over 16.5. And there was one brief moment where Portland had a 17-point lead.
8 seconds.
So we cashed that ticket. But Crowder went in on a bet last night.
Damn, Jim.
Yeah. I don't know why you decided to follow Jim DeJoseph, but
he sounded confident.
I don't know. So they bet the Trailblazers plus a half point for the first quarter. The notion being that Portland's going to come out with everything because they're down 3-0.
Yeah.
Who knows if they'll be able to hang on at the end, which obviously they couldn't. Yeah. But first quarter, they're bringing the kitchen sink.
Yes.
They're coming out strong. So Portland plus a half. So Crowder and Dr. Chuck and Jim DeJoseph, who was the ringleader of this bet. And I said, I do not agree with this, and mm-hmm. I politely decline to go in on this. Valero did not go in on it either, although you were probably playing Frisbee or something.
Hey, how'd you know?
Was last night Monday?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, look at that. You were playing Frisbee. So
I was rusty, man.
At the end, did you see the end of the first quarter?
No.
End of the first quarter, Rodney Hood. The game was,
I don't know the numbers.
They were down two. Right? Were they down one?
Down one.
They were down one.
Yes. If he had made
Golden State was leading by a point. Crowder's got Portland plus a half point for the quarter. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Rodney Hood gets the ball, drives down the court.
Nobody there.
There's one guy guarding him. He goes for a finger roll layup. You watching it right now?
Yes.
Finger roll layup. That is to win their bet. And it, what did it do? Hit the back of the iron?
Hit the back of the iron, came out.
Killed.
Sorry, man.
I know. That was.
It was, I mean, that was pain. That was pain multiplied.
Do you?
I felt for you on that one.
Because a lot of bets I, like, especially that one, I physically react to when I'm watching it. Then my wife asked me why I acted like that. And sometimes I'm ashamed to tell her that I bet on the first quarter.
I know there's legit shame involved in
but
that.
But then I lie about something that has not, like, I shouldn't be lying to my wife about that, but I'm sure. She's like, why'd you do that?
Got a text from Valero, and they're really messing with him on the new computer system.
What's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. It's damn Rodney Hood.
I was trying to do that. It was a Sunday night. I had so much money on the Raptors. And I didn't want to tell my wife how much money I had bet on the Raptors, but I am just bleep Pascal Siakam. She's like, what? She was in another room. Huh? Nothing. Cable's out. Nothing to see here.
Have you tried to use the unit thing? My wife asked me how much you got on this game.
A unit.
Half a unit. What is that? What's a unit? I need numbers. Can you give me a number? Half a unit.
We bet in units, half a unit. I don't know. Hawks got me down for a unit. Yeah.
Oh, we all going together. I don't really know exactly how much for me. She walks away.
What about tonight's game? This is a weird one tonight. So does it have juice for you as well, Valero? NBA championship, you'd have...
Yeah, the NBA finals.
Golden State and either Milwaukee or Toronto.
I think it'll be Milwaukee. Yeah. Giannis going against that dream team.
It is a dream team.
It's different. So I think I'd be excited.
And for Giannis to be like the future of the NBA, for him to go against the big dogs
when
he's so young.
Do you want KD to be back or no?
No.
No.
That's the funniest damn thing. I'm asking you, for the NBA finals, the final 4 to 7 games that you're going to see this season, do you want the best player in the NBA to be back? And both of you quickly said no.
Be a better series without him.
Well... But wouldn't it be better for Giannis or Kawhi to beat Golden State with KD on the team?
No. They're not going to do it. I see what you're saying.
Right.
Like, the whole thought of beat the best. To be the best, you need to beat the best. I don't want to play him injured. I want to play him 100%. No. KD's ankles hurt. His calf is pulled. Let him stay out. I think it's more enjoyable. And we've said this since KD went out. I 100% enjoy watching Golden State without KD. Just as a general, a fan, just a general basketball.
Just great ball movement.
It looks cool. It looks good. And then the little quick pick and rolls and Steph them pulling up. Not every other drive down, they have to give it to KD on the right elbow and let him do his little dribbling stuff. I'm not a fan of watching Houston, though, either. Some people love watching James Harden do 55 dribbles and then do a triple step back. I don't enjoy that basketball.
Tonight, so the Raptors are at home. They're down 2-1. They are 3-point underdogs to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Did you read us a stat earlier?
Yeah, Darren Revelle tweeted out a stat. It's a really good stat. Milwaukee, the Bucks, they are 22-1 following a loss. They lost Sunday night. More importantly, for bettors, they're 19-4 against the spread following a loss. So the trends are telling you Milwaukee covers tonight. Milwaukee, though, is giving 3 points to Toronto at home. Series is 2-1. But Kawhi is tired.
He's
hurt.
Hobbled a little bit, yeah.
Hurt, yeah. I think I would probably bet Milwaukee tonight if we're going to bet that game.
I'm with you. Let's go.
I didn't have to talk you into that.
4 units.
You know the Raptors are going to win. They're going to cover.
Why'd you do that? Why are you going to mess up the sauce?
Because we look at these stats, and everybody's looking at these stats, and it goes against us.
No, I understand that, but forget about the stats. You think the Raptors, I thought, were lucky to win Sunday night, and I had a lot of money on it. Giannis fouled out. Like, they got lucky at the end of that game. Yeah. By the way, the foul that Giannis fouled out on was not a foul on Giannis.
No.
So they got lucky. I kind of feel like Milwaukee -3 is the play tonight.
Might be a Kyle Lowry game. You never know.
There are some. You're
35
right.
35 points. Kawhi scores 35.
Over under on Kyle Lowry points is 13.5.
Under.
That's why they line you up with Kyle Lowry. No, don't put no more of my money on him.
Kawhi points is 31.5. Siakam is 19.5. Lowry went up 14.5. Man, he's such a wild card. I can't bet Kyle Lowry anymore. He's just a wild card. Yeah, we'll bet him tonight.
No, don't bet him. He's built like a fine woman a little bit. You ever noticed?
Kyle Lowry?
That's why I laughed. It's weird to say.
No one from my high school.
Watch him tonight. He got like a little bow in his leg. He got a little booty, little waist.
No one's got a bigger bow and booty and weird walk than Kyler Murray. Crowder looking all nice today. Is that because the TV crew was here for you?
No, I had a business meeting today.
Can I say what was going on here?
Yeah.
The Channel 10, Local 10, they're doing a little piece on Crowder, Where Are They Now?
Yeah, it's going to air, I want to say Friday at 8:30. It's attached to Dwayne Wade and his retirement. So they went around and interviewed some other retired players and chefs of retired guys, like the whole transition thing. So I was a retired player that they came to South Florida to interview.
Did you mention me?
I kind of stuck to the books, kind of stuck to the script.
So Local 10 was up here. They were taping Crowder. We were doing the show earlier. I put a little video of it on the 560 WQAM Instagram page. So that's, I think, 560 WQAM on Instagram. Is that what it is, Valero? Well, whatever. Just search it. You'll find it.
We went out fishing last Wednesday. The whole crew went out fishing.
Oh, so they taped you fishing?
So it's, both sides of, like, the retirement life of the, you get
to
enjoy.
Still working, yeah, but.
But you still work, so. I didn't know guys have that hard a time retiring.
Well, you're not really retired, though. You got a lot of, got your stuff going on.
But I jumped into stuff. Like, some dudes, they just sit around. Like, bro, it's 24 hours in a day still. You used to spend 18 of it doing football. Spend 18 of it doing something else.
Right.
Sit around and eat.
That's what most of them do. Sounds good for a couple of weeks, but then you're like.
Oh, yeah. And I have all those letters, too, so I can't sit in no house. ADD, ADHD, DHDD.
You're attached to all the letters.
Got all the letters, man.
You're attached to all those Ds, man.
I can't sit in no house all day long.
All right, let's play Cheers, too. We've got a $50 gift certificate. And so that's on Local 10 on Friday.
Friday at 8:30.
We should book Will Manso or Clay Ferrero on the show so they can promote the Heat special and the Crowder retirement special.
Thank you for doing my job.
All right. Well, I do every day.
I know.
Still gonna mess up.
Cheers, too. We have a $50 gift certificate. Funky Buddha Brewery. They're in Oakland Park between, Oakland Park and Commercial.
Yes.
Yeah, on Dixie.
Right by the railroad track.
Great food, great beer. Oh, they've got their 6th anniversary coming up.
June 1st.
Big party on June 1st.
11:30 a.m. to midnight.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
This is May, just June 1st.
May, June 5th?
No.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
Well, is it June 1st or is it May, June 5th?
Just June 1st.
Okay. You sure it's not May, June 5th?
Gotta join me on May, June 5th. Nobody showed up to that appearance.
Sure. I mean, it's hard to make time on May, June 5th.
Gotta join me on May, June 5th.
And what time is it at?
12 to noon p.m.
12 to noon. Is 12 to noon p.m.?
12 to noon p.m.
12 to noon p.m.
Bro, they didn't have a large budget.
Right. So just there for the briefest of
12
time.
12 to noon p.m.
12 to noon p.m.
We had to make it.
Does Local 10 say you're doing well in your broadcast job? Or
I don't know how they're going to spin the story. They interviewed me like they were excited.
12 to noon p.m.
Anyway, you have a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha. If you win Cheers 2, we'll go around the room, tell you who we're giving Cheers to. Then we'll go to the phone lines here. All the phone lines are busy, so I'm not giving out the number. I'm giving Cheers to Mr. T. Mr. T, I pity the fool who does not wish Mr. T a happy birthday today, 67 years old. And I remember when Mr. T came on the radar, you guys will remember this. This was in the 80s or 70s. I remember as a kid watching a TV show called World's Toughest Bouncers.
Really?
And they had this, it was like a sports competition. They had different bouncers from across the country, and there was one guy who stood out. Because he had all the necklaces and a mohawk, and his name was Mr. T. That's how all of a sudden everybody was talking about. You know, there were three channels back then, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think he won the contest, World's Toughest Bouncer.
And are you looking that up? That's what started his career.
That's what made him famous.
I did not know.
Yeah, this little TV show. See if you can find that. I'm curious what year that was. I remember being a little kid. I was probably 16 years old, but it was World's Toughest Bouncer. He was a bouncer in Chicago. And he was the breakout star on this show. It was like a one-hour show or a two-hour show. He was the breakout star. And I remember everyone talking about it the next day. No one had ever seen, like, mohawks weren't in and jewelry from, you know, I mean, he was decked out.
Gaudy.
Like
gaudy
the feather
jewelry.
Earrings that and stuff.
1980. He was discovered by Sylvester Stallone on that show.
Oh, yeah. And then Stallone put him in Rocky III.
Yep. It looks like it.
That's what started his career.
Yes, yeah. So I was 11 years old, 1980. I was 11 years old. Everyone watched that show. Like, it was, I don't know why everyone watched that show, but there was no Netflix.
No Hulu.
So I give cheers to Mr. T, but it gives us an excuse to play Mr. T singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field.
All right, Cubs fans, let me hear it. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. Oh, it's one, two, three strikes you out at the ball game.
One, two, three strikes you out at the old ball game. Happy birthday, Mr. T. Crowder, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'm giving cheers to Rob Pelinka. The longer I hear about this Magic Johnson story, the more information we get about this Magic Johnson story. Rob Pelinka's not in the wrong. Magic Johnson wasn't working. He took a figurehead job.
Boss, he ain't working.
Boss, he ain't working. He wasn't doing anything. He's walking around smiling at people, shaking hands, and Rob was doing all the legwork, and he got tired of it. So I'm going to work 365 days a year, and this big smiley bastard's going to come in 6 days a year and tell me who's hired, who's fired, who's getting this, who are we going to pick up. He doesn't work here. He's a figurehead. He has an office. Fill his office up with peanuts. Packing peanuts. Fill him up. He's not here. I'm on Rob's side. Cheers to Rob Pelinka for calling out a figurehead. I know he's a great basketball player. Michael Jordan's not a good executive. You can go through the list of athletes that try to transition into the coaching or management side. Rob Pelinka, I want your cheers too because Magic's not good at his job.
Okay.
All right.
Valero, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'm going
to
give my cheers to not a person, but a horse, Bod Express. Did you see the Preakness on Saturday?
Is that the one that rode without the jockey?
Yeah, so he jumped off the jockey or off the gate and ran the whole race and finished. So who needs a jockey anymore? I'm going to give it to Bod Express.
Okay, there you go.
Not a bad idea. Let's wait.
And he didn't come in last.
If you had 14 horses there running without jockeys, it would be a demolition derby.
It works for dogs.
Right, but they've got Rusty. That's the fake rabbit. Here comes Rusty.
You can't throw a little something. What a
kid. I don't think it works that way.
Horses like salt licks.
Yeah, I don't think that works that way.
Throw a salt lick out
salt
front.
Salt lick on a stick.
Yeah, here comes Salty.
You ever seen dog racing, Valero?
No, where would I see that?
At the dog track.
Yeah.
Where's that?
There's one here in Miami. There's one in West Palm. There's dog tracks all over the place.
Yeah, I've never gone to a dog track.
Well, I know. That's what I was asking.
Yeah,
what,
but you sound so, like, surprised that I didn't go see a dog race. I don't even know if there's a dog track around here.
I wasn't surprised. I asked you, had you ever gone to see a dog race? And you responded with, where would I see that? Like, it was, I'd asked you if you'd gone to Mars.
Yeah, I've never been. So where would I see that?
Right next to the unicorns and mermaids.
At the dog track, which is 10 minutes from here.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought that was a horse track.
There's horse tracks as well in our area.
Do they run in the same thing?
No.
Okay, then. Where would I see a dog track?
Am I missing something here? Have you ever been to a drive-in movie?
No. Where would I go see a drive-in movie?
At the drive-in! And they have drive-ins. There's one at the swap shop.
Actually, I have been. I've been to that one.
Boy, he is just...
He's special.
But what?
But I didn't express surprise that you'd never been to a dog race. No,
yeah.
I literally asked, have you ever been to a dog race? I was surprised at your response. Where would I see one?
The dog track.
I don't know. The dog track. Weird.
Is it still legal? Weren't they trying to make it illegal?
There's been attempts, but no, it's still legal.
Oh, it's illegal? I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah,
no.
It's not
they
illegal.
Tried to. I enjoy it. I've been. I enjoy dog racing.
Here comes Rusty. Love that.
I thought it was
your
Johnny.
Favorite part?
What?
Here comes Johnny.
No, well, here's Johnny, but not here comes Rusty is the fake rabbit that keeps the dog's attention.
Yeah.
All right.
And then when they finish the race, because Rusty stops, they all jump at Rusty. All right, let me go to the phone calls. Man, you got me all hot there. On line one here, giving the first cheers to today is Dat Boy Durr.
Dat Boy Durr.
Dat Boy Durr. You're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
I pity the fool that doesn't respect that boy there.
That boy there. I like it.
I give cheers to people... I give cheers to people that don't call tow truck drivers on me. Every morning I get my car towed. I'll slap a tow truck driver.
why do you get constant tow trucks sent to your car?
They're fixing the road by my townhome, and I can't get in, so everybody parks on the outside, and they always tow my big truck.
Man, that's just wrong. So cheers to the people that don't.
But are you parking illegal, though?
Hold on, I put them on hold. Are you parking illegally, or everyone's doing it?
Everyone parks along the grass, and I'm the only one.
I had
$200 every day.
That's terrible. I had that once in college. I lived in a second floor apartment, and I had parked like he did. There were no spots, so I just kind of parked on the grass. My right hand to God, I'm watching TV with Jim Frivola. Yeah. I'm watching TV, and I see out the window my car going by with a tow truck attached to it. I go, hey, there goes my car. Terrible feeling. Don, you're on 560 WQAM.
Howdy, boys.
Hello.
I want to give cheers to Crowder.
Hey.
A couple of weeks ago, he was at a dolphin function at the camp, and a bunch of little kids, and our two nephews were there, and he took time with them. He was playing catch with them. He signed an autograph, and it was Sammy and Charlie, and he was good to them and had a great time with them, and now we got two white boys that want dreads in the family.
Tell them lock them up, baby.
They had a great time. They loved it. And he handled them like you'd expect him to handle a situation like that with kids.
He is...
I really appreciate what he did.
Well, he's,
and also, I want to tell Craig, I used to work with your dad about 30 years ago in a mortgage business. How's Big Randy doing?
Big Randy fishes every day and makes guacamole.
Big Randy was in the mortgage business?
It had to be in, what, Tampa?
Yeah.
Tampa?
I was up in Palm Beach County.
Oh, okay. So it must have been a bigger, because I don't think he never did it down here, but yeah. No, bro, with all the crazy stuff I talk about, Randy, the guacamole, I make some guacamole. Randy has some crazy degree from Penn State. He's an intelligent dude. He's just crazy.
Crowder tells us about his dad. I've met his dad. He's a real nice guy. But, man, the stories Crowder has told us. But right now, he's at a stage in his life where he likes to make guacamole. And he believes that it's the best guacamole ever.
Of all time.
It's an elixir for anything, right? Yep. He'll bring the guacamole.
It makes you feel better if you're sick. It's a gift. Hey, Dad, we have to go to this graduation party. You know, our nephew's graduating. You want to come? Oh, yeah, I'm making some guacamole. Dad, I think you get more gift cards. Like, people do gift cards for graduation. No, guacamole. That's what he wants. But he isn't. Like, I tell the story, and Randy does have a funny cadence to his speech. But he's smart. He's smart as hell. He's just crazy. He's kind of like, you know what? Honestly, it's like me. Everybody's surprised by, damn, you're kind of intelligent. I'm like, yeah, I just crazy. Hell.
I'm bring the guacamole.
Yeah, they know the guacamole. That's what I'm getting.
Tony, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, Crowder, did you give those kids a chillin'?
Chillin'.
Hey, man, they all have messed up my automatic responses now because they've called me out so many times.
All right, listen. The burden of carrying a student loan is huge on people, sometimes for decades. So my cheers, too, is going to Robert F. Smith. He's a billionaire who just at Morehouse College paid off the entire 2019 student loan. Their graduating class paid everybody's student loan off. Robert Smith.
Awesome. It is an amazing story. When you said, I'm giving cheers to Rob, I was certain it was going to be Robert Smith. And you said, Rob Pelinka, you jackass. I was certain that it was Robert Smith. I was almost going to feed it to you before the segment started. But yeah, that guy definitely deserves cheers, too.
That's amazing. Did you see it?
I saw it. It was unbelievable. Did you see the guy behind him? Whose eyes get wide, I mean, it was the only thing. I'm not pouring water on it because it's as generous as any kind of philanthropic effort I've ever seen. But what if you're a student that worked his ass off with three jobs because you didn't want to take a student loan and your suite mate goofed off, went to the club when he had the rent due, and he just got his student loans taken care of?
I'd be upset.
Yeah, I'm not throwing water on it.
No, just, great. Because they wound up being $40 million?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so it's great, but no, I'm with you on that. Because some people won't take out loans.
Right.
But you didn't know that was going to happen.
Right.
So.
Vinny, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, guys, great show. You make me laugh. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was in St. Pete for a concert with my 13-year-old son, sitting down waiting for the show to start, and this guy comes up to us and says, you want two tickets for the fourth row. My jaw dropped. It's the second time I've taken my son to this band's concert, and the guy floored us. I mean, fourth row from sitting in the back balcony.
What band was it?
It's a band called Dream Theater.
I don't know if I've ever heard of them or not. So what, was it someone from the band that was just upgrading you, or it was a fan?
It was a random guy. He had five tickets. He had an extra two. We saw my son and I sitting by ourselves, and he didn't even sit next to us. I don't know where he was sitting, but my son looked at me. I looked at him, and I'm like, this is really happening?
That's really cool.
Oh, my son was like, Dad, you're the rock star. I'm like, no, that guy's the rock star.
That's really cool. Got to pay it forward now. Got to pay it forward. Katie, you're on 560 WQAM. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello.
So I'm giving it to Falero and the fabulous people of Norwegia.
Falero and the fabulous people of Norwegia. No more explanation needed. This is going to be a tough one. We got to pick a winner here. You've got number one, Dat Boy Durr. He wants to give cheers to the people that don't call the tow truck on him.
That's a tough one.
You've got caller two, Don. He wants to give cheers to you, being very, very nice to his kids at a function.
Crowd of love the kids.
Now they want to grow dreads. Caller three, Tony. Cheers to Robert Smith. I mean, it's hard to argue that one.
Yeah.
Caller four, Vinny. Cheers to the random stranger. Upgraded him to fourth row tickets for Dream Theater. And caller five, Katie. Cheers to Falero and the fabulous people of Norwegia. A country that only Falero believes exists.
I'm torn.
I think I got to vote for Tony and Robert Smith, because I was even debating giving Robert Smith my cheers to, and That's, I mean, out of all the things on the list, that's unbelievable.
This is unanimous. You can't go away from that. $40 million. Yeah, think about what it did to those kids' lives.
Yeah.
I put them so far ahead. People are paying off student loans to what? 40?
I've got a cousin. She's going to be paying off her student loan for the rest of her life.
So think about how much would that change her life, her kids' lives,
changes everything.
Her spouse's life. You got to give it to Robert Smith.
Yeah, it's not unanimous because I have a vote too, and I'm going Katie. Yeah.
Okay.
Katie was two. I got to tell you, Katie was number two. I give you that.
But you only had one vote to R2, so
yeah, Katie,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the winner is Tony. Tony is going to Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Congratulations. Went a little long there with Cheers too, but I think it was worth it. We'll take a quick break and we'll come right back.
Radio.com.
What is that?
The song. What did you think it was?
No, that was terrible.
Yeah, you heard this. Give it away now. See?
Oh, okay. Perfect. I didn't know it was this one.
Yeah. what do we got here? This big event coming up.
The steak one.
Yeah, Sports Steaks and Spirits.
Yeah, wait.
It's at Margaritaville on Hollywood Beach. Wednesday, June 5th. We don't have a lot of room to go in there, so you can't even show up and get in.
Nobody?
Well, you can win your way in.
It's like, wow, this isn't going to work well.
Well, it's important to point out, we're having this big radio station event, but it's not one of these things where we say, hey, show up and join us. It's you've got to register, and we're going to pick 20 winners randomly, and each of those 20 people are going to allow to bring a guest. So you go to WQAM.com/contests, and you register for Sports Steaks and Spirits Bash. You have a chance to win a swag bag worth $150. We have any idea what's in that swag bag yet, Valero?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Any idea what's in that swag bag?
Maybe some dolphin bites, Mahi.
Some swag.
I don't think that they're going to put...
That's worth $350.
Yeah.
$3.
There's going to be lunch, drinks. It's all on us. And then you get to spend a lot of time with everybody from the radio station. Joe Rose will be there, Zach Krantz, Dono, and Frito, and we're going to do our show live there. And the lunch will be at noon. Our show will start at 2. You don't have to hang out and watch us do the show. Yeah, it's going to be sad there by like 4 o'clock. I mean,
people will start rolling in. You're the normal folks.
No, there's no people rolling. Oh, you mean just for the restaurant.
Like open it
but
up.
Aren't we going to be in a private room, I'm guessing?
No, they got to put us out in the walkway.
I don't think so,
man. The breezeway.
I don't think so. I believe at 4 o'clock or so, it's going to be us and some busboys and a lot of clanking of dishes.
Going to be in the kitchen?
But regardless, it's happening at JWB Prime Steak and Seafood at the Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort. It's going to be a great afternoon, and it's Wednesday, June 5th. But the only way to get in is to win your way in, and you can register right now at WQAM.com/contests. That's contests plural, WQAM.com/contests. I don't know where the first 3 hours of this show went. And I would like you to tell me.
I got mad.
Don't do that.
That's what Falero's bathroom's going to sound like. Somebody texted
I already did that. I'm fine.
Yeah, no, more's coming, buddy.
You kept eating that yellow fish.
No, Jack. More's on the way. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour's next.
Radio.com.